In this module, let's explore some recipes and ways you can incorporate the power players and other great brain foods into your meal plan and your overall dietary pattern. Let's start out the day with a smoothie. Now, I hear about a lot of smoothie recipes, but a lot of them have the same problem. They're just filled with fruits and sugars, leading to a big bump in blood sugar, lots of energy for a few hours, and then a crash. That's not at all what we want for your brain. So let's talk about a classic brain food smoothie. This is my blueberry mint smoothie, and it's one of my favorites because it's such a great and refreshing way to start the day. I hear a lot of people get kind of bored in the kitchen, and especially if you're struggling with depression, the energy and creativity and motivation to make something new sometimes can be a little bit lacking. But I really want you to double down and start to explore and experiment. And let me tell you one of the ways that I do that. It's thinking about my smoothies with a few basic components, and I want to show you what they are right here. First is my base, and almost always I'm going to be using kefir, which is a fermented dairy product. As we talked about in the microbiome module, you just get more colony-forming units out of kefir than really almost any other fermented product, and certainly more than any probiotic supplement you'll find on the market. A good smoothie is going to have a nice fermented base like this, or just use water. Other basic components of my smoothies are going to be nuts and seeds. What I particularly like are things like hemp or chia seeds, or these pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are one of my favorites because they're so high in tryptophan, zinc, and magnesium, and they add a really nice creaminess and texture to a smoothie. While I'll use a lot of different fruits for my smoothies, really depending on what I feel like, and this is a great place to save money using frozen fruit. But one of the classics tends to be a banana for me. The reason, you get lots of potassium. The more green a banana, the more resistant starch you get. Resistant starch is great for the microbiome. Bananas also, I find, add a little bit of sweetness, but not too much. So for some of my smoothie recipes, I'll use things like dark chocolate powder, and I'll just add in a banana for my sweetness. Here, we're using a blueberry, classic brain food. The purple colors, of course, have those anthocyanin molecules that are so good for our gut and for our brain. Also, blueberries are a low glycemic fruit, meaning you're not gonna get a big spike in blood sugar, in part because they have so much fiber. And then another classic ingredient to a brain food smoothie are leafy greens. So here I've got some mint, which really freshens and brightens up the blueberries. Oftentimes I'll drop in some spinach or a little kale. Sometimes if I want a more savory or vegetal smoothie, I'll use some heartier greens. All to say, this mixture, a fermented base, some low glycemic fruits, some leafy greens, and some nuts and seeds are a great way for you to get creative. It's one of the downloads that's included is the illustration of my brain food smoothie formula to give you some combos to get started. But mostly, I hope you hear my encouragement. Little by little, add more fiber, more nuts and fats, and more leafy greens into your smoothies to make sure they're feeding your microbiome and feeding your brain. All to say, whether it's a blueberry base or using some coconut, whether it's mangoes, or whether it's some other flavor concoction, I'm a big fan of peanut butter dark chocolate right now. There's so many ways that you can add something that I find really great in the morning because it's so simple to put down. Especially some mornings where maybe I'm feeling a little bit not so great or not so hungry, I find a smoothie just is a simple way to get a good amount of fats, fiber, proteins, and phytonutrients. All things I'm looking for as I try to feed my brain health and feed my mental health with food. Let's move on and talk about a couple of other favorite dishes. Now, basil is one of my favorite things to grow on our garden. It is such a productive plant, it's so aromatic, and I love using it to make pesto. Now, pesto is a traditional Italian sauce, usually made with basil, pine nuts, garlic, olive oil, and then oftentimes people throw in some Parmesan cheese. But you can start with that basic formula, use your basil, and use a variety of leafy greens. Maybe a little radicchio or a little kale. You could add in a little arugula even. And also, there's lots and lots of garlic in pesto. Garlic, again, a great prebiotic food. Remember those foods that contain fibers that feed the microbiome. Also, garlic's been linked to lower blood pressure, and it has all types of interesting antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties that I suspect help prune and trim the microbiome, making sure that it's populated with the types of bacteria that are best for your mental health. Another great ingredient in pesto is olive oil. And again, just as an example of when I say eat more leafy greens, oftentimes people think I mean a salad, and we'll talk about a salad in a minute, but really I'm talking about things also like pesto. What I've done here is just a really, really easy, simple dish. These are pieces of grilled wild salmon. Sometimes you can even get these pre-prepared in your grocery store or supermarket. I've put on just some nice pesto. Ideally, I'd make this fresh, but in a hurry, I'll just dip it out of a jar. I've sprinkled on some microgreens, and I've put it all on a nice bed of mesclun greens. This is a really easy, simple way to enjoy wild salmon, and also for people who are maybe beginning to eat more seafood and they like pesto, it's a great sauce. Not so much that we're going to cover up the flavor of the fish, but make it a little bit more palatable and better for folks who are entering the seafood world for the first time. Wild salmon, of course, one of our top brain foods, filled with omega-3 fats, great complete protein, iodine, zinc, selenium, really almost all of the nutrients you need to build a healthy brain cell. Now let's talk about lunch. Now, a salad is often what I hear about as the kind of preferred go-to brain food meal. But a lot of times I see salads that are just lacking that brain food oomph that you need. So let's talk about what makes a perfect brain food salad. Here's one that we've put together right here in studio for you to demonstrate some of these principles. Now first, what do we see here? A bed of ideally organic leafy greens. Now it can be really anything. Arugula, baby kale, baby spinach, mesclun, microgreens. There's so many options. And I hope you hear my encouragement. If you've just been like a spinach gal, it's time to expand your game. If you're just, you know, Mr. Iceberg lettuce out there, we want darker, leafier greens. We want you to start expanding your leafy green palette. So what have we done here? Classic brain food salad. First, you can see, what am I doing? I'm increasing the brain food categories that we find in the salad. So you see the nuts, beans, and seeds right here. Delicious small red beans, and they can be any color, but black beans and red beans are the two I tend to go for because you get more of those phytonutrients that are in the dark blue and black category, the anthocyanins, and then those red phytonutrients like lycopene and some carotenoids. All great for your mental health. Here in the salad, of course, we also have our avocado. Great way to add more fiber and more fat. A lot of times when people have more vegetarian or plant-forward meals, they struggle, they get a little hungrier, they don't really feel as satiated. The remedy to this, add more fats and more proteins into your salad, and you're gonna get that with your avocado, and also, of course, add in a little more fiber. We've added in some rainbow vegetables here, the red peppers, any color works, but I'm trying to, as I construct my salad, look for a rainbow. It's both visually appealing, but it also tells me I'm getting a whole set of different families of phytonutrients. Again, those molecules in plants, we often call them antioxidants, but what I want you to take away from this course is there's so much more than that. They are antioxidants, it's true, but they're also cell signaling molecules. They literally tell our cells to turn on genes that promote health and fight inflammation, and to turn off those genes that promote illness. What a great signal to send to our body and to our brains. Another few components of the salad. You never thought a brain food salad would be so complicated. And don't let this complication concern you. This was really easy to put together. And with a little bit of practice, your kitchen is gonna be stocked to whip up a brain food salad in minutes. I've added in some seafoods. I've got some shrimp in the salad. I also put a little tin of anchovies down here just to encourage you. They're really one of the best things you can add to a salad. And if you don't want to drop them straight in, you can use them to make an incredible Caesar salad dressing or anchovy vinaigrette. We've also got an egg in here. Now, with that, we're adding a complete protein. If you think about it, an egg has every nutrient you need to build a brain cell. After all, a little chick comes out of an egg with a complete brain, and that's where all the nutrients came from. the egg. So a hard-boiled egg is a great add. The other thing I like about hard-boiled eggs, besides the complete protein, the B vitamins, the carotenoids, the iodine, all the nutrients for a brain cell, I like them because they're low calorie and they're really satiating and filling. They're also incredibly inexpensive. A dozen eggs from a good quality local farmer can be as cheap as $3 a dozen, and usually $3 to $5 gets you 12 amazing healthy eggs. One nutrient we didn't talk about yet, and I just want to mention in the course, is vitamin E. Vitamin E is one of the four vitamins that's what's called fat soluble. It dissolves in fat. And since your brain is mostly made of fat, your brain's about 60% fat, we're looking for vitamins and other phytonutrients that protect fat, that are fat soluble. They dissolve in the fat and then they protect it from oxidation. In almonds, you have one of the top sources of vitamin E. Along with that avocado, this salad is supercharged to protect your brain with tocopherols and tocotrienols, the two natural forms of vitamin E. What's the food category we look to seed our microbiome with healthy, good bugs, healthy bacteria that help our microbiome be diverse, help it fight inflammation, and help it keep sending positive signals to our brain? That's right, fermented foods. And that's what I've topped this salad with, a little bit of kimchi. You'll find kimchi and other live probiotic fermented foods in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. Make sure and choose those because the bacteria are alive, so they need to be refrigerated to stay that way. This is a great brain food salad. Nuts, beans, seeds, seafood, avocado, egg. We've got lots of healthy fats for our brain. We have a complete protein. We've got fiber and fermented foods to feed our microbiome. If you've ever been unsatisfied at lunch because your salad was a little anemic, I want you to try this one out and you'll let me know how it goes. If you need any other reasons to come on over and join Team Brain Food, well, I'm gonna give you one, dessert. Because when we eat for brain health, when we eat according to the rules of nutritional psychiatry, dark chocolate is not our guilty treat. It's not something that we are ashamed of. It's actually a food that we know feed our brains, and we eat it almost every day. These are my brain truffles. And throughout all my work, I've worked very hard to make sure that the sweetest treats are also amazing for your brain. So what makes a brain truffle? Well, I'll tell you. We use a natural sugar of dates. We then add in nuts, hemp seeds, lots of dark chocolate, cacao nibs, and roll it into a ball. There are lots of different ways to make truffles. You can use nut butters, cacao nibs, pumpkin seeds. But one of the real keys here is that you're trying to replace highly processed foods, oftentimes these sweet treats that are just filled with empty calories. See, my brain truffles are filled with brain nutrition. They're filled with dark chocolate, with things like magnesium, fiber, zinc, and many B vitamins that help fuel your brain. It's not just a sweet treat, it's brain nutrition and a delicious dark chocolate bite.
Let's talk about some important takeaways from this module. Eating for mental health doesn't have to be hard or taste bad. In this episode, we reviewed just a few of my favorite brain healing recipes that highlight the nutrients and foods we've been discussing. I hope this course inspires you to begin using dishes like these to power your brain for optimal mental health and mental fitness. Be sure to download the sample recipes in the resources section for this module to start feeding your mental health today.